I'm Rajpal from University of Toronto. I'm presenting this work entitled as NP Tracker, a new multi-pitch detection and separation algorithm for mixed speech signals. This paper is co-authored by Richard Dancero from Carleton University in Ottawa, Jeffrey Chan from Queen's University, Kingston, Ottawa. There is a typo in the proceeding. He's not from Belfast. And Willy Wong from University of Toronto. So multi-pitch detection is an essential part in computational auditory scene analysis, whose goal is to mimic the ability of auditory system in singling out one source among the others. We know that no machine can come through to this ability. Hopefully, we can do it one day. So historically, this field was introduced by Sherry in, and named as a cocktail party problem. And later on, Alex Bergman from McGill rigorously worked on this topic and coined the term of a CASA, or abbreviation for computational auditory scene analysis. So the goal is to replicate the performance of a human by machine. So in the Bergman model, basically you have several stages of frequency analysis. Then you're looking for discriminative features among speakers, namely pitch frequency, one-set offsets, spatial diversity, and other clues, and then we do some sort of grouping. At the end, we have some recovered underlying sources. Ideally, we would like to apply a binary mask. When we multiply this one by the spectrogram of a mixture, we can recover the underlying sources. We are interested in single-channel speech separation, in which we have two sources and one speaker, and we don't have any special diversity information regarding the speakers. So the motivation is based on our previous work. We added another dimension to the Bergman models. Basically, we also incorporated the vocal tract information as another discriminative feature to this model. Some sort of learned semantic information we memorize and we use them when we separate the sounds. So these are some prior knowledge can be trained. We apply this one to the multi-pitch detection and using some Bayesian method we can recover two sources. So this method worked very well, but we do need a good multi-pitch detection in order to have some estimate from the underlying pitch contours. So for this reason, we work on this topic, and then we devised NP Tracker, which has several distinct features. NP Tracker can detect pitch contours and also assign them to individual sources. So many of proposed works just only detected the contours, and they don't assign the pitch contours to individual speakers. And this technique doesn't assume that one of the underlying sources is all voiced, which makes the prediction very easy. And also, this method is different from a flux of papers recently published for music signals in which the time and frequency continuity is more pronounced, such that the prediction is very easy compared to a speech. And also, this multi-pitch detection should be distinguished from the robust noisy pitch detection for single speakers, because we have another source which has some sort of periodic nature, and we do need to recover both sources. Here is a high-level block diagram from NP Tracker, which consists of four stages: multi-pitch detection, grouping, separation, and interpolation. Basically, we follow what proposed by Bergman in auditory systems. So some sort of discriminating feature, grouping, and separating, and at the end, interpolating for missed pitch frequency. So At the first stage, we have multi-pitch detection. We inspired by the work of a client and his groups, they proposed a distortion measure for speech enhancement. So basically, this is a simplified version of Itakura Saito distortion measure. They simplify this one to this expression, in which our goal is to minimize the distortion between the mixed signal. This is the spectral density of the mixed signal, and these are the estimation of the spectral densities for the underlying sources. They applied autoregressive or LPC model for two sources, and then they minimized this expression in order to recover the underlying parameters. We apply the same concept, but instead of using LPC, we use sinusoidal modeling, which are more suitable for the task of pitch detection. So here we have P sub Y denotes the mixed signal, Px sub 1 and Px sub 2 denotes the two underlying sources. And our goal for the pitch detection state is to minimize this distortion. So for the spectral density, a classic paper by Mac Ulay, they showed that we can approximately present the spectral density in terms of sinusoidal modeling using the sum of some sinusoidal signals. Here A is the amplitude of peaks in a spectrum, and W represents the FFT of the window, and W sub Li is the location of peaks. This is the representation for the sinusoidal modeling. Because the peaks don't occur exactly at the multiple integer of fundamental frequency, we add another term alpha here, and we tweak these parameters in order to exactly match the peaks. So here we have two unknown parameters, the location of peaks and the peaks. So because we don't have any access to the location of underlying sources peak, so we applied this approximation, which we found works very well in practice. So when two peaks are well separated, let's say more than 15 hertz, and then we assign each peak to each source. And when they are very close, we assign a half of the peak to each individual sources. And then the only parameters we need to minimize is the two pitch frequencies. So we do this minimization, and we got some estimation for the underlying source pitch frequencies. Here is the idea of having two pitch frequencies. This is a spectrum of one frame of speech, two mixed signal. We have two sources here. The first one has the frequency of 226. The second one, 93. As you can see, these vertical lines show the pitch and the multiple integer of the pitch frequency. They're not exactly occurring in the multiple integer of the fundamental frequency. For this reason, we apply these alpha parameters. We play around with these parameters in order to get these peaks. And we do the same thing for the second pitch. And after working with this sinusoidal modeling signal, we do this minimization. The second step is part of the post-processing. After we detect the pitch detection, now the goal is to grouping the pitch frequencies. So the idea here is like a line detection. In 2D, you can consider a bunch of points, and we want to fit a curve to each point. So what we did here, let's say we are in the first frame. We search for, in this interval, in the second form, frame, for another occurrence of any pitch. If we find in this interval any pitch candidate, we group them together. And we repeat this algorithm until we find another candidate which are not it cannot be grouped into this first group. So this one forms another group. And we repeat this method for entire pitch candidate, and we got some tracks like this one. Now the second stage is the separation. So in order to do the separation, we compute the mean of each track, and then compare the mean of each individual track with the longest track we have in this 2D representation. If the distance between each individual track and the longest track is smaller than a threshold, we assign them to one group, and if it is not, then we relabel them to the second group. By doing this, we basically separate the individual tracks to two sources. And in the last stage, because we have two signals, we have a problem of masking. So therefore, we apply some sort of interpolation in order to recover the missed pitch frequencies. Some caveats should be taken here, because these gaps might be due to envoy signals. However, we take these gaps about 50 milliseconds, and we fill these gaps using interpolation for recovering these mass pitch frequencies. So here are some demos from the entire approach. You can see these tracks, and here this is another missed pitch frequency. And we also have another heuristic parameter setting. For instance, if two tracks are overlapping, they can't be belong to one source. So we separate them to two sources. And on the bottom, you can see the estimated pitch contours, which are matched up exactly to the reference pitch contours. So that shows this technique reasonably can detect the underlying pitch contours. So for experimental results, we choose one 96 mixed speech signal from different combination of genders, male-male, female-female, and male-female. We set the target to interference ratio to 0 to 18 dB, a Hamming window of length 50 milliseconds with a frame rate of 10 milliseconds were applied in order to segment the signals. Reference pitches are obtained using the Tolkien method, which is very robust, fast, and accurate. And we apply three criteria, namely gross error rate, as Abir mentioned previously, voice-to-unvoice error rate, and separation error. We compare this method with the one state-of-the-art method proposed by the Liang Wang groups in 2003, where they have applied some sort of gamma-tone filtering with HMMs. And another rather old method proposed by Kazan in 1994, which applies some sort of harmonic suppression in order to recover the sources. Here are the results, gross error rate versus the target to interference ratio. We have three sets of plots. In each plot, the top one shows the result for target and the bottom for the interference. We have three lines here, a diamond, circle, and a circle one, diamond, and a square one, which represents the proposed method. The VW method stands for the Wu method, and Kazan method, which is denoted by C. As you can see, for all this combination of mixtures, MP Tracker outperforms the two other techniques significantly. Either for the target and interference signal for all phases. Here is voice to unvoice result. We didn't incorporate the C method because they didn't propose anything for separating the unvoice. They only worked for voice signals. So we have two comparison here. Again, as you can see, the MP tracker worked very well compared to the other method. For all combination, male-male, female-female, and male-female mixtures. And finally, in terms of separation error, we can see a huge difference between two methods. Our method is very robust against noise, the TIR, and a huge gap difference between separation performance for two methods. So There are a number of issues that should be addressed about this work. So we have a problem when two pitch contours are crossing each other, how we can assign them to different sources. When the pitch contours are very close, again, if, I don't know, even our auditory system can't separate them. We are working to improve the performance, namely by applying some prior knowledge about the speakers. I believe we can also apply the spatial diversity as another clue. We can augment it to this model and improve the performance and some prior knowledge about the speakers. We are working on a Bayesian inference method to improve the performance. I would like to thank David Tolkien, Matt Brooks, and Dialing Wang, who provide their codes freely for researchers. So these codes really helped me to compare our method with theirs. And MP Tracker is now, we can download the codes with some demos from my homepage. I will load it in a week after I come back to Toronto. And finally, thanks to you, I'm here to taking any question or comment about the method.
Could you comment a little bit? Do you mean in terms of separation the sequential grouping problem? I mean just grouping the pitches together, not actual separation of the signals?
Separation means, for instance, if the a pitch belonging to the first speaker, the MP tracker assigns it to the second speaker. That means a separation error.
Yeah.
A misclassification between two classes.
And if I remember correctly, the Wu et al. System doesn't make any attempt to solve that problem. Is that?
When I ran the method, it gives me two different contours for two methods. You know?
Sure.
So, they didn't work on separating the pitch. But the fact that you're getting two contours from two speakers, I got it at the ground truth.
Yeah. Okay.
Could you say something about the amount of look-ahead that you applied translating to the algorithmic latency?
Pardon?
The look-ahead, the amount of look-ahead that you use, because that translates to latency.
In terms of being online, how...
But you said something about the duration of tracks, so you need to...
Okay, yes. I use the Martin Cookies database. I think the duration of sentences are about two seconds. 2 or 3 seconds.
So could you give us some comments on how do you do the voice and a voice frame classification? Because sometimes you have a voice, sometimes you have voice but only one pitch, and sometimes a voice with two pitches. How do you do that?
So the method automatically recognizes the AND voices. So when we have these... So these tracks, so we got these gaps as
unvoiced.
So, for instance, here is I didn't include anything specifically to recognize unvoiced. The fact that we don't have any contour here implies that we don't have any voiced.
I think we have to move on. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.